Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are in season 3, episode 5. Today is going to be another reset day, so focusing on exactly how you are going to reset your mind and get everything going. Resets is a really, really great strategy. I like to touch on it lots, so that's why we're talking about it again today. One of my favorite ways to do these things we are going to get into. However, if you have not listened to the last podcast, I would strongly suggest that you listen to that one, because when you are doing resets, positive influences is going to be one of the most important and special things. So if you do that, you will then help with this section in this podcast. So as we get into this one, resets, resetting your brain, resetting your life, start really, really realizing when the burnout's happening. So a lot of people do not do that. They just let burnout happen and then they wonder why they're derailed. One of the ways you can do this and start really realizing where the burnout happens is see where your energy is emptied and see where you're expending so much energy so that you're not getting refills. One of the ways to do this is when you're doing that and you're not getting that positive energy, or if you're putting in a lot of energy and people aren't giving it back to you, you want to start realizing that the resetting in your own brain, you need to understand you need to get it back. So you need to, yes, you can give, but at sometimes you need to reset and set your brain up so that you are getting some back. So resetting and realizing that sometimes you can only get so much done in a day, there's only so many hours. So reset, focus on things. Having lists, as I've always touched on, will really help with the work side of things. I honestly like to think in my brain too, not so much a listing out things I do on weekends, but figuring out exactly which areas I want to expend energy and have time. Resetting, disconnecting. Disconnecting is one of those biggest things, and especially when you're resetting, you have to let go of work. Sometimes let go of that energy. You need to focus on what you can control. And one of those things that you can control is where your brain is going, and that being spending more time with people that are bringing you up, spending more time with people that are going to lift you up and bring you up in those times that you need it the most. Resetting as well is start kind of going back and resetting your brain into just listing where you want to be. So when you're resetting, let go of the negatives, think of the positives, have lists of short-term and long-term so that you can reset and start focusing on what areas you really want to increase in your life and which areas do you want to put more energy into. Resetting as well, how are you going to bring in some different strategies so that when you get derailed, and so you can stay on the path. One of the best ways to do that is reading. Set yourself up in the morning for a good read, and then throughout the day, listen to things that are going to bring you up and not bring you down. One of my favorite ways to do that in my everyday life is sitting back, thinking about which area of my life do I want to focus on and get ahead of today. When I have downtime in my job, if there's something that happens and somebody couldn't make it in, you get ahead on work. You don't just sit and waste time. You get ahead and try to do your best so that you can get more time off at a different date. It's one of the best ways for me to disconnect and have my own time and reset my own brain so that I get the positive influences of each and every day from it. I have seen that in the past, a lot of the time, if people don't do this, they then kind of just go in a loop and they never understand that resetting or thinking about yourself, you start, like we said on the Positive Influences podcast, where you're here and you end up way off the path and you wonder why that happened. So resetting every so often, thinking about and focusing and having your lists of things you want to get done will really help with this. It'll also keep you accountable, keeping, as we've touched on numerous times before, but short-term, long-term goals, have those things you can cross them off. I find crossing things off really keeps me positive and it keeps my brain so that I'm staying on top of things. When you have a list of 13, 14 things to do and you can slowly disconnect and cross things off, and as you're disconnecting things off of your list, I finish this, I can start focusing on this. You can also then get more time for those resets. And in the end of the day, you don't have to take things home. I have found that when you fall behind on things, you don't know where you wasted energy or couldn't get it done. This also helps because when you're resetting, you can see exactly which energy, which point in the day. And if you think about it, sometimes my brain works as if I don't get things done during the day, then I'm gonna have to stay later. This is a great way to do this. Your techniques and then your energy, you will get more out of life. You'll then also have more time for yourself. When you're resetting and seeing where time is wasted, you will also see how you can have more time for you and that you're more productive in your day to day. So some of those things is a really good way. Resetting is a great way to reflect and not beat yourself up. So look at where you wasted time. Look at where you were really productive. What was the thing? Was sleep involved? Was caffeine involved? What was it? Start looking at exactly which things you can increase. Did you read first? Did you have that positive connection and talk to somebody in the morning? How did you increase it? So by doing that, you can really start getting the most out of each and every day. You will then also look at, okay, I'm good for an hour from caffeine, but then I'm not as productive, or an artificial food or whatever it may be. Look at everything, start reflecting on it, and then looking at, so that when you're resetting, you can completely look at which areas you're super positive and where areas where you wasted, so that when you're resetting, you can increase the positivity and make more time for yourself and do a reset each and every week so that you can stay on path so you get more done. That is the focus. Think about it. That is your goal. Sit down when you reset. Think about the areas you want to increase and then areas you don't want to waste time. By doing this, you can stay more on your path and be more productive. This will help you become all you can be so that you can achieve each and every goal. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.